So the Gemara asks the following question. So Sabi Dinizunya, the Sabi, the elders of a particular place, Lo'asa Lepirke de Rav Chista, they didn't come to the drasha of Rav Chista. So Amrle the Rav Hamnuna, so Rav Chista tells Rav Hamnuna, Talmud of his, Zil Tzaninhu, tell them in a respectful way, this is Lashon Nidoy for a Talmud Chacham, as Rashi says, Hazger Peshev Bivescha. So Azel, so Rav Hamnuna, is a rather unenviable task, right? So Azel, Amr Lahu, he told them, in the context of saying, my time Aloasir Rabbanim the Pirka. So Amrulay, am I Nasi? Dibainan Mine Milsa Velo Pashablan. Why should we go? We had asked this so-called rabbi, as the Balabatim like to say. This so-called rabbi question and answer. So Amr Lahu, mi bo isu, minoi, midi, vilo pashit nilachu. So he says to them, Rav Hamnuna does, have you ever asked me a question I haven't answered you? So bo minei, they asked him the question, eved shesiraso rabo bebeitzim. So you have an act where the adon, the rav, is misares, castrates the eved. Mahu, is that going to be like the din of Rosh Eivarim, kimum shebegaloi dami olo? And that's an interesting question, right? Is it considered a galoi or not? Lohava biyade. He couldn't answer the question. So Amr lo, so they said to him, ma shimcha, Amr lohu hamnuna, modestly. So Amr le, lav hamnuna, you will not be known as hamnuna, ella karnuna. So Rashi says, you're a Yoshev Kranos, not a Talmud Chacham. Harsh words. The Sabi of Nizunya were not easy Balabatim to deal with. Tosas quotes a little bit of a different interpretation. Pirish Bekuntris, Yoshev Kranos Ata Velo Bal Torah, Rabbeinu Chananel Pirish Ata Omer Hamnuna, Hainu Chamnuna, that you're a hot fish, a dag chan, Ve'en Kein Ela Karnuna, dag shehukar, you're like a cold fish. Whatever that means, it's not a compliment. So what's the suffix in this case about the sirso bebeitzim? So Rashi formulates it this way. Sharei tluyin bekis v'nikarim ibachutz olo ho'il tzmunin besocha kis. On one level, right, they're apparent to the eye from the outside. But the actual organ is completely ensconced and concealed within an epidermal layer, within an epithelium. Okay, so that was a suffix. Rav Hamnuna didn't know how to answer. Now, also the comment of Rav Chista. Remember, this all started because they accused Rav Chista, you know, of not answering their questions and not being a good rabbi to them, so they boycotted the drasha. All right. Communities are funny places. So Asa Lekambi de Rav Chista. So Rav Hamnuna comes back to Rav Chista, and Rav Chista says, oh, it's a Mishnah. So Amalei Masnisa Bo Minach Tetnan Esim V'arba Rosh Eivarim Sheba Adam Kulanein Metanim Mishum Miachya. Get back to the Tumantara application in a second. Ve'elu Hein Rosh Eitzbaos Yadayim V'Raglayim. So the 20 digits. V'Rosh Eaznayim Ears. V'Rosh HaChosam Rosh HaChotam, excuse me, the nose, V'rosh HaGevia, and the male organ, V'rosh HaDadim Shabisha, and a woman's chest. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Av Shabish, even a man's chest. It's a minority opinion. V'tani Allah, B'chulam, Eved Yotzim, Em L'cheiros. And Rabbi is quoted as saying, Rabbi Omer, Av Hasiros. Ben Azai would say, Av Halashon, even the tongue. So Amar Rabbi Omer Av Asiris Siris Dema Ilem Asiris the Gid, right? The organ itself, Hainu Gevia, that was already mentioned. Elav Siris debates him. So Rav Chista told Rav Huna, you should have told him the Mishnah. This is Shitas Rabbi. That's what Rabbi says. Okay. So if you go to the Rashi of Ein Mitamin Mishum Mechia, he explains the Tumen Tara connection. So these are the Rashi Yevarim that have two halachic consequences. Number one, Eved Yotze Ben Lecheros, and also there is no Tumas Michya. Remember, Parshas Tazria, this is one, we have Tzaras, we have Baheres, we have Shchin, we have Michva, so we also have Michya. Shem Echad Minan Egarim, Kedechsev, U'michyas Basar Chai Basa'is, U'chsev Ba'al L'chol Mare Enei HaKoen. One of the principles of Negaim is that you can only have a Nega, it can only have a Chalos Shem Tzaras in a location where everything can be visualized at once. Pran L'michya Shehi B'Makom HaMishupa. It's on some kind of an incline. V'yore L'chol Sad Shein Yachol Liros Rosh HaNega V'Raglav Ka'achas. So if you think about, you know, when it comes to digits, you know, it'd be hard to visualize all at once. Or any kind of protrusion, there's going to be an underside, hard to visualize all at once. You'd have to sort of hold it up and manipulate it around. So it'd have to be on a flat surface, like, say, this part of a person's arm or on a person's back. Anytime that there's a shipua, that there is some kind of a plane, P-L-A-N-E, right, incline, so that would be a problem. Okay. So Rashi has Naim, Ranlis, Rosh Gavia, Rosh Dadim Shabi'isha. Right? In all of them we say Ebed Yotzim and Lecherus. And Rabbi would say Af Hasirus. So Rashi comments, Mosiba Ilin Eved, Shein Ryan Lo Itzrechle the Rabbi Limnos, with those after the head yiksiv, Vizil Kari Beiravu, those are Psukim, Vitanakama Lo Palig Beha. Okay, there's no dispute whatsoever. All right, so Rav Chista says you should have told the Sabi and the Zunya, the Mishnah, the Sejitas Rabbi. All right, so now the Gemara gets into the discussion about the Hosafos of Rabbi and Ben Azai respectively. Right? Ben Azai said, Af HaLashon. Now, Lashon is really interesting because you would think a person's tongue, that's for sure considered concealed. That's not a Mum Shebegalo. That's certainly inside the body. That's not like the Beitzim where they can be visualized from the outside. Rashi already points out, Af HaLashon, Shadarko Le'ra'os, Kishehu Medaber, a person is speaking, Umum Shebegaloihu. Maybe you could argue, L'shitas Ben Azai, that it's actually considered a Mum Shebegaloi. Okay. So Ben Azai Omer Af HaLashon, and Rebbe had said Af HaSirus. So Omer Ma, Rebbe Omer Af HaSirus, Sirus to my limit, Sirus to Skid, Hadu Gvi, I love Sirus to Basin. Rebbe Omer Af HaSirus, Rebbe, Lashon lo, what about the tongue? So Reminu, Harei Misha Haya Maze. You have a person who's being Maze, the Mei Chatas, Paraduma, Vinitza Hazoa Al Piv. And a little bit gets on his mouth. Okay? Of the person who's Tame. Question is that considered to be a valid Hazoa? So Rabbi Omer Hiza, Rabbi says yeah. V'chachamim Omerim lo Hiza, the Chachamim say no. So my love al lishono. So isn't it a case that we're talking about his tongue, and Rabbi is the one who says that this qualifies for hazas mei chatos? So we want to say that Rabbi should agree to the din of Ben Azai as well, because for it to be considered a hazah, it has to be on a makom shebegaloi, and, you know, isn't Rabbi endorsing this as a makom shebegaloi? And then it would be the same halacha for an eved yotze. It's a mum shebegaloi. You would agree with Ben Azai. So the Gemara says, lo, al svasav. We're talking about the lips. Al svasav, pshita. That's obvious. The lips are considered an external part of the body. So ma'u desema zimna dechalim sevase kamash malan. That sometimes people seal their lips, so kamash malan. Okay, so let's take a look at some of the Rambams, and then we'll continue on. Okay, so this is the Rambam in Tumas Taras Gimel Ches. Again, there were two applications of the halacha. this was the chol marei in a kohen, that the nega has to be on a flat surface for it to have a chalosh shape nega. The Rambam says, "Baharash ha'isa b'roshe iver min ha'ivarim, v'amichya be'emtza b'haras b'roshe iver, eina siman tuma, v'mnei sh'amichya cholek eses ha'nega, v'nimtza miktsaso shofeya v'yored mikan, v'miktsaso shofeya v'yored mikan, v'ne'amar b'negoyim v'ra'ahu ha'kohen, sh'yeh ro'e ha'nega kulo ka'achas. V'elu hein rashe ivarim, sh'ena mitamid b'michya, rashe etbaos yadayim v'raglayim, rashe aznayim, Rosh HaChotem, V'Rosh HaAtara, V'Rosh HaDadin Shalisha. Aval, Rosh HaDadin Shalish, V'Yibolas HaDildulin Mitamin B'Michya. Okay, because those are not cases of protrusion. Good. Okay. Now, we said the other application is in Hilchos Avadim, V'Kulan Eved Yotzei V'Hen L'Cheiros, so let's bring that up. This is the Rambam in Hilchos Avadim, Perakei Halacha Dalid, Ketzad Barashe Varim, Hamakis Avdo Bechavana, as we talked about yesterday, Vishichasa, Vichasu Echad Me Estrim Var Barashe Varim, Shen Bechosim Yatz Lacheris Terech Ketchechor. Okay. Very good. So now the Gemara says, continuing on in its line of questioning about Shitas Rabbi, V'atanya al lishono, V'otanya v'shenital rov halashon. So what's being referenced here? So Rashi says, Shenital rov halashon, l'inyan mumei b'chor, shanu b'choros. If most of the tongue is missing, that's considered a mum in the b'chor. And so maybe it should have the same implication when it comes to an Eved being Yotze L'Cheiros. Rebbe Omer, Rov HaMedaber Shabilishono. We're talking about the part of the tongue that is not Davuk in the palate, but is used for speech. So Ella, so the Gemara reverses ground, says Rebbe Omer Sirus Velomi Bayalashon. Benazai Omer Lashon Avil Sirus Lo. Umay af, when it says af akamaisa, right, that sounds like Ben Azai is really adding on to Rebbe, that he agrees that siros beitzim would be considered to be a mum, that a person is yotze lecheros. Si hachi niktam at the Ben Azai bereisha. We really should have listed Ben Azai first, because Rebbe holds from both of these, the lashon and the beitzim. So we answer classically, Tanashamala de Rebbe Vikava. So first he learned about Rebbe Shita, that Af al Habetzim, and he was Koveyated in the Mishnah. And then he was Shomel de Menazai Vitani, or Mishnah lo Zazamim Koma. Right, they used to learn the Mishnayos Baal Peh, and we certainly don't want to disrupt people's learning. And so, even though conceptually it would have made a lot more sense to put Benazai before Rebbe Yehuda Nasi, it would have been disruptive to the learning process. Okay. So now Ula comes across and sort of summarizes everything and puts it in context. So Gavi, what we've said up until now is this idea that the standards of a mum shebegaloi impact various areas of halacha. In Yetziah al-Cheiros, by an Eved, of a Kanani, it also impacts the question of a Michya, in Tumas Negoim, because we needed to be the Chol Mare Nei HaKohen, V'Rao HaKohen. So, these questions of Galoi versus Sasum are Shas issues. And Ula wants to try to develop a little bit more of a comprehensive theory. Okay. So, Amar Ula, HaKol Modim B'Lashon L'Inyan Toma Al D'Galoi Hu Eitel HaSheretz. My time, the Pasuk says, Asher Yiga. V'chol asher yigvo azav, v'yadav lo shatav amayim, v'chibes v'gadav, v'rechatz mayim v'tamei ad ha'aret. So as far as Tumah is concerned, everybody agrees, not just Ben Azai and Rebbe, but everybody agrees that as far as contracting Tumah is concerned, that the tongue is considered galoi, considered surface. It can easily be touched. Asher yiga. Okay. Linyatuma degalohi etzal sheretz my time asher yiga bo arachmana v'hai nami barnegiyo. Everybody agrees that the tongue is touchable and therefore can contract tuma. Hakolbo. Everybody agrees that. Secondly, le'inyan tvila, everybody agrees that it's ketamudam. Again, for purposes of tvila, the only thing that has to go into the water are exposed areas. The lashon, the mouth, does not need to be open. Akomod. Okay. We don't actually need water to go into the mouth. My time, Pasuk says, "Verachatz b'saro b'may." Amar Rachman, "Ma b'saro me avroi." Just the skin is on the outside. Av kol me avroi. Lo nechlaku. The dispute that we saw before is el inin hazah. Where Rabbi medami lo l'tuma. Rabbi says it's on the surface like it is for purposes of contracting tuma. V'rabbanan medamu lo l'tvila. And the rabbis consider it to be not a surface area. It doesn't contract. For purposes of Azah, just like it's inner for purposes of Tevila, you don't need the water to go into that. V'tarvayu b'hai korek mifigli, it's the same pasuk. Pasuk says, v'hizoh ha-tahor al-tameh, Rabbi Savar, v'hizoh ha-tahor al-tameh, b'yom ha-shashi, u'b'yom ha-shvi'i, v'chit'o. So Rabbi says, look, Hazah is in the same context as Tahor and Tameh. And if everybody could agree that for purposes of contracting Tameh it's considered outside, so for purposes of receiving the Mechatas landing on this part of the body, so it should be sufficient as well. Rabbanan Tzavri v'chito b'yom ha'shvi v'chibetz v'gadav rechatz b'mai. They say, no, the better comparison is to Tevila v'rechatz b'mayim. Rabbana Nami Nidmi Elituma. Why don't we compare it to contracting Tuma? So Tara Mitara Havale Lemelef. Let's learn it from Tvila, because that's a source of Tara. What about Rabbi? That seems like a good argument. Rabbi Nidmi Elitvila says, Vichibes Begadav Hifse Kainin. Okay. So again, Rabbi wanted to say that as far as the tongue is concerned, the tongue is considered exterior for purposes of contracting tumma. It's considered exterior for purposes of receiving the mechatas. The rabbis disagreed. It's considered internal for purposes of the mechatas, and that would not be considered a valid hazah. Tosvos, Rabbi medami leila tumma. Vim tumar my parach leel mehizal l'shono duma hazah shiny to iskish l'tumma. Aval inin rashi evarim midamin on the tvila. Wait a second. Now that we have other halachic areas to talk about, maybe as far as yitzia savadim, maybe it should be similar to tvila. That it's not considered shibagaloi. It's considered beseser. V'yishomer da korchach lachin midei tvila. Sharei shein va'ayin to havi giluye la'eved. Shiyotzi ben lecheros. Those are in the psukim themselves. Gabi tvila havi ketamun. To the mazik besamach. To lo ba'inan v'yas mayim. You don't need mayim to get into the mouth or the eyes either. The eyes can be closed. Okay. So the Gemara then asks a little bit of a side question, but just to finish the point, does Rebbe really hold that the mouth, the tongue in particular, is considered an area where water doesn't need to go? There is a bone in her mouth, and Rabbi demanded that she undergo a second tefila. The Gemara says a famous principle. It says, water doesn't actually need to go into the mouth, but nonetheless, so we learn this halacha from Menachos. Very important halacha, that you can't have so much flour. You don't actually need to mix the oil in. Balul v'shemen, Rabbi Isai. You don't actually have to mix the shemen in. you need to have the ratios present that in principle shemen could be well mixed in. In principle. That you need to have. So if you'd have too much flour, it would be impossible to properly distribute the shemen into the flour. So you don't actually need to mix it, but it needs to be ro'oy for it to be mixed. You need to have the right ratios. So too here. Water need not enter the mouth. But if there's actually a chatzitza, if there's a bone that would have prevented water from getting into the mouth, that is a problem. So, again, Rabbi can be well of the view that the Lashon is considered beis sisarim, l'inyan tevila, but it still has to be kol haro'oy le'bias mayim. Okay. So, kitanoi. So our machlokes here about the status of the beitzim is reminiscent of another machlokes by a krush shavcha and by an animal that has a mum. Umauch v'chasos v'natok v'charos kulon mebeitzim debi Rabbi Yehuda. We're talking about the beitzim. Beitzim below begin. Okay. Ella. Kulan af bebeitzim, the Rabbi Yehuda. Mara says, no. Yehuda's shita was that we're not talking about the beitzim as opposed to the gid, but we're saying any crushing in that area of the gid or of the beitzim invalidates the animal. Lazer ben Yaakov omer kulan begid. We're exclusively talking about the gid. Rabbi Yossi omer moch v'chasos af bebeitzim, nasik v'charet begid in bebeitzim lo. Okay, see, the same dispute as far as the behema is concerned. Okay. Let's catch up on some Rambams. Me? So, let's start with the Rambam and Mikvos. Beis HaSisarim, this is Mikvos Aleph Yud. Okay, so inner areas, Uveis HaKmatim, or folds of skin, Einan Tzrichin Sheyavoba and Mayim. Shenemar, V'yadav Lo Shatav HaMayim, Evoyim HaNirim Bilvad. So if it's concealed from vision, right, like things underneath folds of skin, doesn't actually need water to go there. V'avol Bikein, Tzrichin Lios Ru'uyin Sheyavoba and Mayim. That when she prepares herself in the mikvah, she should make sure that there's no chatzitos. Okay. So again, it needs to be ra'oi for bias mayim. It doesn't actually need bias mayim. Again, what's the makar for all of this? To be said, it has to be ra'oi lebila, the mincha. So this is the Rambam in Maisa Korbanos, Yedzayin Vav. Eina yachin maybe mincha b'kliyachad yosir mishishim isaron. You can't have more flour than 60 isaron. She'ein yicholin li'balal ke'echad. Yeser al shishim einim blayim. And afal pi she'en ablila melkebes bo. If you have a proper amount of flour, you don't actually need to mix in the oil. But nonetheless, Amru chachamim kol aroi lebila ein abila me'akeves bo, v'chol she'en aroi lebila habila me'akeves bo. So the same principle by bias mayim. Okay? So again, those are clearly very important principles. Rambam and Bias Mikdash, Zion Ches. We talked about the Machlokes regarding Yitzias Evarim, be parallel to the Machlokes by Mumin in a Behema, Ma'uch v'chasus, v'nasuk v'charus, all the cases in Parshas Emor. So the Rambam says, Shnei Masar be'evare Hazera, or 12 possible Mumin in that area. Ve'eluhein mishenima chagid shelo, o nichtas, o nitak, o nichras, o mishenim achu habeitim shelo, o achas mehen, o nichtatu, o achas mehen, o nichtku, o achas mehen, o nichrasu, o achas mehen, etc. So the Rambam says it's bein begid, bein bebeitim. We pass in that way. Okay. Kulan af bebeitim divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Not just in the get. Any questions on that, Kavi? Okay. Let's go on to the next mission. A lot of activity here in terms of Rashi and Tosos, so we'll take it, you know, very methodically. So, Behemagas and Niknes Bemisira, Behadaka Behagba Divi Rabbi Meir. So, Rabbi Meir's view is that a large animal, Behemagasa, can only be acquired through Mesira. Mesira, Rashi says, means Bala Mosunos Alokeach Ba'afsar, O Bisa'ara, right, you hand over the bridle. Tosos picks up on this Rashi and he says, it sounds like Rashi's saying that Mesira is Ba'idan Miyad Liyad. The Re asks many questions against this Rashi and the Rivam. This is the Rashi of Behema Gasa Niknes Mesira. It takes a position. Lachein Nira LeRabbi De Lo Ba'ina Miyad Liyad El Akeban De Amar Lecha Chazek VeKani Kani. Okay, so it's a Machlokas Rashi Tosvos. Apparently, whether Mesira really needs to be Miyad Liyad, but that's Behema Gasa. Rabbi Meir says the Behema Daka. You have to pick it up. Rabbi Lazar BeChachamim Omrim Behema Daka. Niknes b'mishicha. That a behema daka can be acquired through a mishicha. Doesn't sound like they're saying that hagba wouldn't work. Sounds like Rabbi Meir is saying tafka hagba as opposed to mishicha. And Rabbi Lezner and Chachamim are arguing that mishicha should be valid as well. Mishicha is to be molicho lefana. Cause it to walk in front of you. Okay. Now, next Tosos, Be'megasa Niknes B'Mesira number 2, Perish B'Kuntres Dafka B'Mesira, Abav B'Mesicha Lo Mikne, Dein Darka B'Kach Lo Licha Lefanav, Mashu De Perusho De Mesira Adifa B'Mesicha. Sounds that way from Rashi, that Mesira is effective in places where Mesicha is not. And the Bali Atosos disagree. The Ri says, skip down about 10 lines, this is the Chin Pirish Ri, Behemagas and Niknes B'Mesira, Hainu Af B'Mesira, B'Kol Shekem B'Mesicha De'Adifa. Mesicha is always better. To be molech the animal in front of you. But if you can't do that, so then you do Mesira. And again, for the Bali Atosos, Mesira doesn't have to be Miyad Liyad. So it could be, what to say is that it's Rashi Lashita. So if Rashi really believes that Mesira is Miyad Liyad, maybe that's why it's a superior Kenyan. It's really going from one person's jurisdiction to the next. Okay, I think that's a very sensible way of saying all Rashi Lashita. So if you're like Tosos, you don't really believe that Mesira is a Dever that's Miyad Liyad, you can understand why Mesicha would be just as good, if not better. Okay, so Daris Rav Bikim Chunya, Behemagasa Niknes B'Mesicha. not like Rabbi Meir wanted to say b'misir. So Ashkechinu Shmuel Talmidei the Rab Amar Lomiyam a Rab behem agas nikis b'mishicha v'anim b'misir etnan v'Rab nami b'misira. So Amar. So the response was Hadar be mehahi. Did he actually retract this? Who the Amar ki aitana the tana v'chachamim omrim. Zo bazo niknes bimishicha. Behema gasa and behema daka can actually both be acquired through mishicha. Lav dafka misira. Rishimon omer zo bazo behagba. Hagba? And exclusively hagba, not misira or mishicha. So maskla Rabbi Yosef. So according to Rabbi Shimon, elameata, peel the Rabbi Shimon, mame yikna. So Abaye says, you know, you're going to be able to do Agbar, right? So I'm like, Abaye b'chalipin, do a kinin chalipin. Inami b'socher es mekoma. Kinin agav. Rabbi Zeira Amar, maybe arba achelim, aminichan tachas raglav. Shmas mina, that's a big chedish. Kelav chalokeach, b'rshus mocher kanalokeach. That you're not going to be able to lift up the peel, we think. But what you will be able to do is get it to walk on these kelim. So the Gemara says, no, not so obvious that you could put your kelim down in his reshus, and that's going to effectuate the kinyan. Hachamay askinan v'simta. It's a zavis esol reshus arabim. Oh, inami b'chavileis moros. That we're talking about a hagbah where you didn't physically lift up the elephant, but as Rashi says, and since it's trampling on these vines, it's well above lavud from the ground. It's no longer within three tvachim, and that's considered a hagbah. Alright. So Tosos comments on that. Pirish bekuntres, mishkach slagvas peel, bechavidei smores, gvoim in aret shlosha tvachim, redu malei walei, and agbah shlosha agbahi, nak nafik la mitores lavud. Says but according to Reidu Tam, the Mefarish Agbah betevach kani, sarich lomar stam kelim ein beuvian tefach, and that's going to raise problems. So Bali Tosis skipped down a little bit. Name of Ravina Rav Shulam. The Farshar of Mishulam, that this is why we use Chavileis Moros. We're not just talking about him, the peel, being elevated above the ground in general, but there are things that he eats. So the Farshar of Mishulam, L'hachinachad Chavileis Moros, L'bishen Meichel Peel, L'bishen Perek, B'fanin, Metalt Chavileis Moros B'shav, L'bishen Meichel Peelin, Magbian L'peel Chavileis Moros L'mal, V'hu Kofetz, U'magbias Atom in Aretz V'ochlan. So if you lift him off the ground, he jumps up. So if you cause the animal to jump up for food, that's also Agbah. You don't need to be the one to actually lift up the elephant. Okay. So again, number of very important points. That the kinyan Agbah can be achieved even by having the animal walk more than lovud off the ground. That was the way Rashi interpreted. Tosfos said, okay, but then it would really not apply to very many kinds of kelim. But getting the animal to jump is also a kinyan hagbah, not just lifting the animal up. That's the way Rabbi Shimon could argue that a behema gasa is a kinyan hagbah and not mashicha and misir. Another point, very important point. So we talked about machlokas, Rashi Tosos, in terms of what the definition of Mesira is. Rashi seems to say it's a davar masr miyad liyad. Tosos says, no, it doesn't have to be a davar masr miyad liyad. It just means giving permission. Lei chazek v'kani. And so another machlokas, Rashi Tosos, where Rashi seemed to say that Meshicha is a superior kinyan to Mesira. And Tosfos wanted to say the opposite. And we wanted to say maybe Rashi is actually the Shitas. Because if you hold that Mesira has to be Dabar Nikna Miyad Liyad,
what could be a better form of transaction than that? You're showing this is going from me directly to you. Since Tosos doesn't consider that to be one of the standard requirements of Mesira, he thinks just Lei Chazek Bekani, so maybe Mashiach is a little bit better. So anytime Mesira is going to work, for Tosos, Vadai Mashiach is going to work. Okay, so let's try to get in some Rambams here. First of all, any questions?
I guess just a general question about, so if I were to, I guess this is kind of theoretical, like roll a bowling ball up an inclined plane in order to like jump into the air. Is that theoretically considered a kinyan hagba, or is this a special for?
Well, again, you have to cause the animal to.
Oh, I actually have to be cause it.
Right. Okay, so let's take a look at the Rambam in Hilchos Mechira. Behema ben Daka ben Gas Nikdesh ben Meshicha, Aval Vish Efshar Lagbiosa, Lo Tri Chu Lagbio. We don't pass like Rabbi Shimon. Rameshim is Chabetas Barat. So if you make Bia Kana, you do it, it works. Hagba Kone Bechol Makom, Aval Meshicha in Konin Ba Ella Besimta, O Bechatzer Shal Shdeya. It's not going to work in the Rishus of the Mochim. So Meshicha, in other words, causing the animal to walk in a particular direction, that's only significant if you're talking about a private area or in an area that's jointly owned, but not in a Rishas Harab. Good. Okay, good. So that was the Rambam on that. We don't pass him like Rabbi Shimon. We don't absolutely require a Kenyan Hagba. Okay, good? Excellent. All right, so let's hold it up there. Amir Tishem will pick it up tomorrow.